Well, now we're welcoming back to the Now Show a writer and presenter from Wales. And if they don't fix the M4 soon, he'll be staying here whether he likes it or not. It's Gareth Gwynne!
Hello, hello. My name is Gareth Gwynne. Now, you might not have heard of me before, but that's okay. Until last week, you hadn't heard of new BBC Director General George Entwistle. And now, you're paying him £140 a year to provide you with thousands and thousands of top-notch, high-quality radio and television programmes and BBC One's Saturday Kitchen. Staff and Director General got off on the wrong foot as the BBC News Channel managed to spell their new boss's name wrong on an on-screen graphic within hours of him getting the job. Now, this is typical of telly people. You would not catch anyone here on BBC Radio 4 getting the name of an important media figure wrong.
What's happening in the course of the next hour? Well, first up after the news, we're going to be talking to Jeremy...
Hang on, yeah, that's... and that's as much as we're allowed to play. Now, they say there are two jobs everyone thinks they can do. Run the country and run the football team. Not at the same time, obviously. But there's a third item for the list, together with country and football team, running the BBC. And at first glance, the BBC is actually the easiest of the three. For example, with the BBC, you're not judged specifically on how well you stand up to Germans. So in the event that I get to be DG, which I clearly will one day, I've made a day-by-day plan of exactly what I'm going to do.
Monday.
Set up an automatic response on my email which just says, sorry. I'm pretty sure that's what Mark Thompson did.
Tuesday.
Right, let's get stuck into BBC Radio 4, because I reckon you can change that as much as you want and no one will give two hoots. First of all, the shipping forecast. I mean, have you heard it recently? Let's introduce some new dramatic storylines to bring in listeners. In fact, why don't we just get the production team behind The Killing to take over?
In last week's shipping forecast, police investigating a deadly outbreak of alcohol poisoning have arrested Cromarty, 4th Tyne Docker. Raids reportedly uncovered a clandestine factory where Northotsera was being used to make counterfeit alcoholic drinks. Biscay died and several others fell ill after drinking bootleg alcohol last month.
A clip there from new BBC Radio 4 series, The Shipping.
Wednesday.
BBC Radio 5 Live and phone-ins in general take experts in their field and members of the public whose only qualification to enter the debate is the ability to type 11 digits in a row and give them equal airtime and authority. This can be a great thing. There's nothing better than hearing Derek from Birkenhead laying into a floundering politician, knowing he could well be sitting on the toilet while he's doing it. But it can be tricky for us listeners if we're dipping in and out to know if we're listening to the opinion of someone who should or should not be trusted. So here's my solution. Everyone gets their say, but there's a blast of music behind them which reflects their authority on the subject. Now, some parts of the BBC are well ahead of me on this. Brian Cox can't speak on BBC One without being backed by a 40-piece orchestra. But I wouldn't mind if there was a piece of music behind Nick Grimshaw each time he speaks. Don't mind what it is, as long as it drowns him out.
Thursday.
BBC Six music. I'm not touching that, I'm not mental.
Friday.
Cancel Saturday Kitchen. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen Saturday Kitchen. It's on BBC One on a Saturday morning, but I tell you what, it is no swap shop. Clearly, the BBC weren't sure whether they wanted a cookery show, a chat show, some repeats, or nothing. And decided to try and do all four at once. Now, I hate everything about it. From the sting they use to jump clumsily from feature to feature... to the fact that because the show is an hour and a half long, they have to pad it out with repeats of recipes cooked by Keith Floyd. And there's another feature. They have a celebrity guest on the show every week, and the celebrity has to tell the host what their favourite and least favourite foods are, and the presenter will offer to cook either their food heaven, yum yum, or their food hell. But they leave it to the idiots, sorry, they leave it to the viewers to phone in and vote for which meal they want the celebrity to eat. Someone eating food they already know they like on TV is not a thing. That doesn't inform, educate, or entertain. You'd get the same effect by staring into a restaurant window. least then, if you stick your bottom lip out, they might offer you a bite. Try it. It works 1 in 4 times. Anyone who votes for a celebrity to eat a food they like on TV should not be allowed to own a TV. But that's not the worst bit. What happens on this programme is the host, who's called James or Martin or both, invites a celebrity guest to his kitchen and interviews them while he cooks.
So, reading about yourself, when you first started, acting wasn't one of your true loves. You kind of fell into it.
Yeah, that's right, James or Martin or whatever your name is. I originally wanted to be... I'm trying to answer your question, but you appear to be blending.
You wouldn't believe how simple this is. All you do is blend...
OK, well, as I was saying...
You just blend it like this. How's that?
Oh, some food to eat. Lovely. Thanks.
So how do you get from that then to your first TV job? Because you did all manner of just-does.
I'm still eating the food.
But you're doing something... Well, two things new.
But I can't answer your question.
If there's a skill or a tip you'd like me to demonstrate on the show, then drop us a line.
Yes, the skill I'd like you to demonstrate is interviewing someone properly. Sorry, I'm a bit stuck for material here for how to get from here to the next bit of material. It's a bit of an awkward junction. I don't quite know yet. The weird thing about Saturday Kitchen, as much as I hate it, and I really, really hate it, there are people out there who properly love it. My friend, Chuck Sing Lee, bloody loves Saturday Kitchen. And that's right, I've said his name on air because you don't have an opinion that stupid without getting your name read on the radio. But he properly loves it. As in, if he is out on a Saturday morning for any reason, he will iPlayer the show on Sunday and recreate the Saturday he didn't get to have. Which, let me tell you, if you live with him and you sometimes work on a Saturday, is very confusing. But you can multiply this up. These arguments are happening around every programme, on every TV channel, on every radio station. Just search for Nick Grimshaw on Twitter and you'll see what I mean. But don't search for Nick Grimshaw on iPlayer. I don't want to put any of you through that. But new Director General George Entwistle does seem to have drawn the short straw. He'll inevitably incur the wrath of pressure groups, tabloid campaigners, and cookery programme loving idiots. So good luck to him, because I wouldn't want to do it. That's the end, but I've forgotten to write a joke to finish on this. I sort of need something to cover this.